From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The United Auto Workers Union is informing Fiat Chrysler that its members will go on strike at 11:59 tomorrow night unless an agreement is reached. The two sides have been unable to come to terms on a new labor contract, which expired last week. Until now, UAW's members have been working under a contract extension. The head of NATO is rejecting Russia's explanation that its military incursion into Turkey's airspace was unintentional. Jens Stoltenberg says there were two separate incidents, and they lasted a long time. Meanwhile, the Turkish military says that more of its jets patrolling the border with Syria have been placed in a radar lock by Russian planes and surface-to-air missile systems. Further roiling U.S. allied forces worry that Russia is not targeting ISIS militants, but rather political enemies of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, at Morón Air Base in Spain, Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Russia has failed to respond to a second U.S. request for a meeting over how to avoid conflicts in the air above Syria.
It's further, evidence that they're not thinking things through very well strategically.
Back in Washington, a domestic battle is brewing over the use of drones. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing the largest fine ever for a drone operator, $1.9 million for a Chicago-based company that repeatedly violated FAA regulations, allegedly. NPR's Brian Naylor says Skypan International is accused of conducting 65 flights in the skies over Chicago and New York.
The FAA says Skypan flew its drones in some of the nation's most restricted and congested airspace without proper clearance or equipment. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta says the company had been warned it was in violation.
Clearly, this is not an inadvertent, someone making a mistake. What we saw here was a pattern of disregard for FAA rules.
Skypan, which is involved in aerial photography, says it has just received notice of the FAA fine and had no comment. The company has 30 days to respond to the government. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
More South Carolina communities downstream from the flood-ravaged capital, Columbia, are bracing. The governor, Nikki Haley, has warned that a mass of water is making its way through waterways toward low-lying coastal areas. Floods, resulting in part by the effects of Hurricane Joaquin far out in the Atlantic, have killed at least 14 people in South Carolina. Two additional deaths were reported out of North Carolina. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 29 points at 16,802. NASDAQ down 39. S&P 500 also off 8 points. This is NPR News. The former president of the United Nations General Assembly is charged in a bribery scheme. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wong reports the UN official allegedly accepted more than $500,000 in exchange for support of investment contracts.
Federal prosecutors say the scheme involved John Ash, who led the UN General Assembly from 2013 to 2014. He's also the UN ambassador for Antigua and Barbuda and lives in New York State. Ash allegedly accepted bribes from an investor in a new UN conference center in Macau. Those bribes allegedly paid for the mortgage on his house, BMW lease payments, and Rolex watches. Prosecutors say in exchange, Ash sent a document to the UN Secretary General that supported the building project. According to court documents, the case also involves the deputy UN ambassador for the Dominican Republic, who allegedly helped transfer bribes to Ash from the investor in Macau. Hanzi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
Federal investigators have launched a probe of the U.S.-based cargo ship that presumably sank during that hurricane last week. The vice chair of the NTSB addressed reporters at a Washington, D.C. area airport shortly before she and others caught a flight to Jacksonville, Florida this morning. She says a ship was carrying 33 people, but again, one body has been located. The government's latest trade figures show the U.S. trade deficit expanding sharply in the month of August. The Commerce Department reports the deficit grew by more than 15% to $48.3 billion. At last glance, Dow is up 23 at 16,799. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.